Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series that we're calling The Ascent. We're looking at these different mountaintop experiences throughout Scripture, seeing how God shows us really His purpose for our lives through the way in which He provides for us, His provision in our lives, and how on these different mountaintops He provides different things to the people of God throughout the course of their history. The series will culminate at Easter Sunday with the provision of His own Son at Mount Calvary. This past Sunday, we were looking at Mount Sinai. Rick Morris, one of our members here, was teaching, did a great job walking us through this moment where God provides the law for His people. And sort of the main point of the day was really that, you know, God provided the law for His people, but the law could never save. The law really pointed them ultimately to Christ, the one who would fulfill the law, the one who would be perfectly obedient to the covenant and establish a new covenant for us, the covenant in His blood, the covenant of grace that is accepted and received into our lives by trusting Jesus with our lives. And one of the things that I've been thinking about as I reflect on Mount Sinai and the experience there, my wife and I, Morgan, are doing an Old Testament plan in a year, and we've been, you know, in since the beginning of the year, you know, Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, and specifically in Exodus, you know, you see this moment at Mount Sinai in Exodus 32, where Moses is up on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, receiving the word of God, the law of God, and then he comes back down the mountain, and when he comes down, the people of Israel have already turned away from the covenant, have already turned away from the Lord, and they built, you know, these golden calves for themselves, and they're worshiping these golden calves. And Aaron, Moses' own brother, and the high priest of Israel is saying, hey, these are the gods that brought you out of Israel. And it's just this, you read it, and to some extent, your first inclination is to say, like, what are you guys doing? How could you miss this? How could your hearts wander that quickly? And then really, I think, if we're honest with ourselves, the next thing that should happen is, it's, wait a second, maybe I'm more like the people of Israel than I care to admit. I was reading recently that, I can't remember if it was, you know, pastor or commentator, but said, when we read the Old Testament and we see the failures of the people of Israel, we shouldn't be saying, man, what are these guys missing? We really should be saying, what am I missing? Not, how could you guys be so stupid? But rather, Lord, is there more of that in my heart as well? Is this really a picture of my spiritual condition apart from Christ as well? And the answer is, it is. I've been reflecting on the verses of that hymn, Come Thou Fount, right? Where it just says, Lord, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. The reality is, we don't drift toward holiness. We're prone to wander. And we need the Lord's grace, and we need the Spirit of God to help us. And we have a choice to make. Make no mistake. We have a choice to make. We have to choose to turn our eyes back toward Christ. But we're also asking, Lord, help me. Help me in my wandering. Hold me fast and help seal my heart, seal it for thy courts above. So I want to take a moment, I want to pray for you, and maybe you find yourself today in a bit of a season of kind of wandering, and today is a day for you to say, Lord, forgive me and just bring me back. Keep my eyes fixed on Christ. I want to pray for you and give you an opportunity just to take some time in prayer as well. Heavenly Father, I say these things out of my own just experience in a season where, Lord, I see the proneness of my heart to wander, Lord, to get fixed, my eyes and my thoughts to get fixed on other things that lead to anxiety and frustration and that don't lead to peace. God, you are the one who gives peace. Jesus, you said, my peace I give to you. And so, Lord, forgive me, and for anyone else feeling that today, Lord, that, man, my heart, my thoughts, my mind, they've wandered. Lord Jesus, turn our eyes back to you. Take our hearts, Lord, now and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. God, we thank you that you're gracious. We thank you that you are our Father. We thank you, Jesus, that you gave your life for us. May we keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Lord, we love you, and I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.